The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Chris Albert, and I am the host of the Warrior Soul Podcast. And this is where we empower U.S. military veterans to show up as wiser, stronger, more capable human beings in the civilian world. And if you're not a veteran, obviously anything we talk about here is going to apply to you as well. So please stick around. Today, I want to talk to you about change. We all go through it at some point in our lives. For a lot of the people listening to the show, the biggest change has probably been leaving the military and stepping into the civilian world. But there's going to be other changes that are going to come about. You're going to change jobs. You're going to have kids on the way. You are going to get married. Hopefully, you know, that comes before the kids. But a lot of times it doesn't. And if it doesn't, then that's fine too. And, you know, you're going to face a lot of new situations in life. And with every new situation, there comes uncertainty. There's going to be a voice in the back of your head. And it's going to tell you, hey, are you capable of doing this? Are you able to do this right now? And it's going to nag at you for a little bit. And it's at that point where fear can typically set in. That's the point where you can get scared off, where you can, you know, avoid the change or try to avoid the change as much as possible. That's also the point where you can start self-sabotaging and, you know, literally destroy everything that you've built up, everything that you've tried to create in your life. You can destroy it because of that fear that's coming in, that fear of the uncertainty. And what you got to understand is that fear, that feeling of discomfort, it's something that has to come about. If you're not feeling it, then there's a problem. If you are not feeling fear or uncertainty at some point in your life, fear about moving forward, fear about what's to come, then there's a problem. There's a problem because you've allowed yourself to slip into comfort. And the one thing you've got to understand is that the most deadly thing in the world for those of us who want to make something out of this life is comfort. Now, I'm not saying you can't ever be comfortable. I'm not saying you can't ever settle down. But what I am saying is that, you know, failure doesn't look like you think it looks, right? Failure doesn't look like you being battered and beaten and muddy and with blood running out of your mouth. It doesn't look like that at all. Sometimes it does, right? Maybe if you're an MMA fighter. But in life, even if you're an MMA fighter, failure doesn't look like that. What failure looks like is comfort. It looks like a pint of ice cream when you're trying to diet. It looks like, you know, a video game system when you're trying to study for school. It looks like pornography when you're trying to improve your relationship with your wife. It looks like every single thing. It looks like a bottle of whiskey, right? When you are trying to stay sober, right? It looks like every little vice that's going to pull you off your path, that's going to make you feel good for the moment, but that's going to be bad for you in the long run. And so my advice to you is this: seek discomfort. Seek situations that are going to stretch your abilities a little bit. Seek situations that are going to bring you out of your comfort zone, that are going to force you to learn new skills, that are going to force you to grow as a human being, emotionally and mentally. Seek those situations that are going to test you. Because if you don't face those tests, if you don't face those challenges, what's going to happen is 10 years from now, you'll wake up and you'll look in the mirror and you'll wonder what the hell happened to your life. What the hell happened? And maybe you could hear it in my voice, but that's something that I've experienced myself. That lost look behind the eyeballs, wondering what the hell happened to the past decade. That feeling that you haven't truly been tested. And that feeling that the best years of your life passed. And, you know, that's a common thing amongst us in this community. So many of us feel like the best years that we've had are behind us. But I'm here to tell you that that doesn't have to be the case. All of your best years could be ahead of you. Serving in the military could be just one of the great things that you've done in your life. Just one. And that's the way it should be. It should be one of the great things you've done, not the only great thing. You have that in you. You still have a chance. You're breathing. There's air coming in and out of your nostrils right now. There's words going into your ears that you can listen to. You have eyes that you can see with. And even if you don't have any of those things, you're still alive. If you're listening to this in some way, right? So think about the opportunities in front of you that are there. If you just allow yourself to step out of that comfort zone a little bit, if you just allow yourself to be challenged a little bit, what can you do? Think about that. Write it down. And then take some action steps to move in that direction. It doesn't have to be overnight. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that happens immediately. Start the long journey. Start it now. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world with coronavirus. You could be educating yourself. You could be training yourself. You could be preparing yourself for the next fight. And that's what I hope you do. And as always, when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to myself. I'm in a situation where life is about to change drastically. I'm moving to Florida, starting a new company, working on a new company, and doing a lot of stuff that's put me way out of my comfort zone. And I'll tell you right now, I face that doubt every single night, that voice in my head that says, you know what, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. Maybe you need to be sitting there on your couch watching Netflix each night. I hear that voice just like you do. And I'm here to tell you that voice is a liar, that fear is a liar. Why? Because we're all going to die. Every single one of us. It's going to happen. And when it does, I want no doubt in my mind that I've tried my best at everything I can do, that I've touched every person I could touch, that I have left a legacy here on this earth. And again, I hope you feel that way too. This is Chris Albert, the Warrior Soul Podcast. I really hope you get out there and live your best lives while you can. And I'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. If you want to check out more of what we have to offer, head over to www.warriorsoulofgoji.com. Please write us a written rating and review up on iTunes. Please share these episodes out, and I'll be back at you soon. This is Chris, and I am out.